When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
So let's test everybody's morals this morning.
In this room?
Yes. Would you go out of your way to help one of your favorite family members if they created a GoFundMe for a divorce in which they cheated?
No, absolutely not. I don't even need to hear anything else.
Need to hear all the details.
Okay, because the details are going to make this story a lot crazier than you even think. So this is an interesting situation because someone I know is in a very healthy marriage and they have a lot of different like rules and guidelines that they attempt to follow whenever things arise in their relationship. One of them is, and they're serious about this, if one of the people in the marriage is asked to help somebody in their family financially, you have to tell your partner. That's a rule that they have. So if mom comes to the husband and says, I need some money for something, wife doesn't mind if he does it. She just wants to be informed. But with that being said, the wife is the one that's in this situation where she has a cousin who is like her first cousin, her favorite cousin. They grew up together and they're like best friends. But she doesn't know if she wants to go to her husband and inform him that she's been asked to give to this GoFundMe for two reasons. The cheating, believe it or not, is not even the wildest part of the fact that the cousin has created this GoFundMe. Her cousin is a pastor. Oh, full-blown pastor.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the pastor found himself being a part of infidelity.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, he's dealing with, do I come clean to the church, or is this something that the church doesn't even need to know? So obviously, for some odd reason, he does not have the money to deal with this situation. The only way he really could get the money is if he went public with it, which he doesn't want to do because he's a pastor. So he cheated on his wife after, I think, a 15-year marriage. He slipped up. He made a mistake. Somebody in the church, I didn't want any more details. I don't want to be a part of that situation. But it happened, and it is what it is. And she asked for a divorce. The first lady of the church wants a divorce. Now, I guess she gave him some time to still sit up there at the church and pretend like everything is okay, because obviously the moment she does not show up to sit in that seat on Sundays, the entire church is going to know something is up. But she told him, I will do that for you, but if I do that for you, you have to handle everything.
Oof.
Figure it all out. Don't care how you do it, but figure it all out. So I guess he had the idea of when you got nowhere else to go and you're down on your luck, you go to your family. So he sat his entire family down, mom, dad, cousins, brothers, sisters, everyone, and said that he needs some help. He has nowhere else to go. And he's asking his family for a GoFundMe to help him be able to actually pay for this entire divorce.
Mm.
And she is torn because obviously a part of her is like, dude, you did the cheating. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a really big ask.
Right.
At the same time, she doesn't want to see his church crumble. She doesn't want to see everything that he's built and fought for go down. So she has this dilemma.
Oof.
She knows if she goes to her husband, he's going to say, you're out of your mind. We're not contributing to that. She thinks he's going to say, like, he got to go to God. That's where you have to go with this one. And so she doesn't even want to ask because she knows the answer is going to be no. So she's kind of torn in two places here. Do I even go to my husband about this? Do I just tell the family no?
Dang.
Do I help? What do you do?
Because this is about religion and because it's about the church and because it's about Jesus, I'm going to probably take a different take than the rest of you guys, right? Wouldn't it show the ultimate form of empathy and love which is what Jesus was about.
That's true.
Right? To help out of this situation, even though he was totally in the wrong.
Jesus also doesn't want you to play the fool and get taken advantage of by somebody taking your money because they made a mistake.
That's between Jesus and him later on.
That's true. This would be really tough for me, in all honesty, because you're right. Like, that does feel like what Jesus would do. Jesus is all about forgiveness and extending a hand when your neighbor needs it. And this is like your best friend, your favorite cousin. I don't know. It's tough.
Well, at least in the Christian background that I come from, divorce is a very taboo thing. That if your pastor got divorced, you cannot hide that. Like, people are going to know if you and your wife are no longer together. And you're probably going to have to talk about it up on the pulpit. So I think, A, there's no way around getting around him not fessing up to the entire church. So I think her having the hesitation because she doesn't want his reputation to be poor or to see his church crumble, like, we can knock that aside because he's got to come clean at some point. But on the other hand, it does feel so dirty asking like other church members to help you get out of something that, like, they constantly push you to not do.
Yeah,
so
right? Mm-hmm.
For me, if I'm her, like, I would probably do it out of the goodness of my heart, but I don't know that a GoFundMe is the right way to go.
Yeah, you could forgive somebody for what they did, but that doesn't include giving them money.
Man. That's true. That's a fair point.
Like, yeah, like, I'm sorry. Like, you made choices. You made a mistake.
You were tempted.
And you caved to those temptations. And I'm really sorry for what you're going through, but there's consequences to your actions. And yeah, turn to God and turn to what you need to, but I'm not going to contribute to your GoFundMe.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know now.
I think if I was taken, I mean, this is what Jesus taught us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take the high road, show love, show empathy. Jesus certainly did it himself, right? And this has all come from the Jewish guy. God, I don't know, man. I think that if I was really into the church and really into the Bible and real spirituality, and I think I would probably help out.
For some reason, I feel like if it was just a cousin of mine that did this, I would feel like you got to learn your lesson. But it's something about the pastor part, that my favorite cousin, the best friend, that we grew up together. Something in me feels like I would probably just say, here's my portion. Good luck. And whatever happens, happens. It will happen the way Jesus wants it to.
Man. Damn, that's complicated.
It is.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.